Recently, I had a friend and fellow social media manager reach out to me and ask me how I deal with burnout. She had mentioned that she gets way too many emails and feels a little bogged down by them and has so much to do that she does not have time to be creative or explore new things. I totally get this. Burnout is very real and it's something that we all kind of have to deal with. And as a professional who works in a field that requires a lot of time and a lot of creativity, this is a problem that needs to be dealt with ASAP. So today I'm going to chat with you about ways to combat burnout. First and foremost, I want to invite you to go back and listen to my episode from last Thursday where I talked about how I finished my year off or how I'm going to be spending this next month. The things that I talked about in that episode truly do help me stay grounded and avoid that end of year burnout before the new year craziness hits. That episode is titled No Time Like the Present, and I link to the episode in the show notes, which of course I link at the end of every episode. My name, by the way, is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, and today's show is brought to you by the folks over at Print Dirt Cheap. Chances are, if you run a business, you're going to need something printed eventually. Whether you need business cards, postcards, or holiday cards, you can get it printed with Print Dirt Cheap, and they are definitely the place to go. After experiencing the customer service and quality printing from Print Dirt Cheap myself, I can honestly say I will never use any kind of site like Vistaprint again. I've had bad experiences with Vistaprint, but I kept going back because it was just easy and cheap, right? Well, now you have an option too. You can learn more about Print Dirt Cheap at www.printdirtcheap.com, which of course I linked in the show notes, so check them out. So before I really dive in, I have a bit of a confession to make. So this podcast episode started as a practical guide to overcoming burnout, but in the end, it became so much more. As I was writing out the show notes, it really became a love letter to anyone who has ever felt afraid of what the future holds. It is kind of like my little cheerleading thing for you. So consider me your cheerleader. So no matter how you take this episode, I do hope you listen to the end because it may just be the push you need to do something crazy and beautiful for yourself and your future. But trust me, there's some practical tips in there too. Okay, let's dive in and start with that big question that came out of my friend's mouth, which was email overwhelm. How are we going to deal with email overwhelm? Well, as I mentioned, one of my friend's biggest complaints is feeling overwhelmed from the emails. Like most people who have an inbox, I mean, hello, it's 2017, it's pretty much everyone, I too get too much email. Some of the emails are unavoidable, like emails from clients or colleagues. Other emails are just noise, like subscriptions you no longer are interested in or have time to read, or just plain old spam. The key to email overwhelm is this: you got to clean, organize, and set expectations. Now, this will take some time. I would say a couple hours should do the trick, but the investment in time that you put in now will save you tons of time in the future. So let's start with clean. So when you're going to be cleaning, you need to go through and archive or delete any emails older than 2 weeks. If you find that you have some to-do items that have not been accomplished in those emails, you need to put them on some kind of to-do list, which we're going to talk about in a moment. And you need to set a due date. Make sure you go in and unsubscribe from all the emails you no longer need. Get rid of all those subscriptions that you don't have time to read. You can do this individually, or you can use a tool like Unroll.me to speed up the process. But the key here is get subscriptions that you no longer need or don't have time to read out of the inbox. So that's the cleaning part. Now, a little side note about subscriptions. If there are some subscriptions you want to keep, but you don't have time right now, but maybe you want to come back to, just set up a filter, which we're going to talk about next, and put them into their own folder. So that brings me to organize. You want to go in and set up folders and filters to organize your inbox. Set up priorities so you know you will always see important emails first. Also, decide on a to-do list or productivity tool to take to-do lists from your inbox to an action list. Now, I personally have used tools like Trello, Asana, I really love Todoist, and good old Google To-Do List to get this process done. You need to find a tool that you will actually use and that works for you. So that's on you to figure out, but I've just given you a couple tools that work great for me. By the way, I don't use all of those tools anymore. Right now I'm only using Trello, but I kind of jump around every once in a while. So this way, as soon as an email comes in that has a task, you can add it to your to-do list with all the information, even if you just want to copy and paste the content from the email, add it to your to-do list and archive that email and get it out of your inbox. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is setting expectations. You need to seriously consider doing this to go through and assess what most of your emails are about. Is there a common theme? If I get emails that ask the same question over and over again, I'll create a resource that I can quickly send back, or I create a saved canned message to send back. P.S. Google Gmail has a built-in canned message tool that is very useful for this. If emails are becoming their own ecosystem because you're going back and forth and back and forth, maybe it's time to set up a meeting. Sometimes taking 30 to 60 minutes with someone to meet and deal with an issue or to brainstorm is far more productive than the back and forth of emails. Also, with setting expectations, I would make sure you're not answering emails outside of work hours. This is a big thing that I know a lot of people deal with. I often will work at like 10 p.m. at night or 6 a.m. in the morning, but instead of sending emails at that hour, I always use a tool called Boomerang, and I have them sent during traditional work hours. I think it is really important that you set these boundaries and expectations with people so they don't think that they can just email you at, 12 o'clock in the evening or at night, or I guess that's morning, 12 a.m. and expect an answer. And on that note, by the way, if people do email you outside of work times, that doesn't mean you have to answer them or, do anything about that email. Just let it sit, y'all. You don't have to get to the email right away. I promise you. I also know people who check emails a couple times a day at set times. Now, I know this works, so if you feel like you're constantly shooting at the hip or dropping everything for an email, it's time to seriously set up an email system that not only has you checking your emails in the morning, the afternoon, and night before you leave work, or evening right before you leave work, but no more than that. You don't need to be constantly checking your email. And turn off email notifications, for God's sakes. They're driving you crazy, I promise. So set expectations with people to let them know when you check your email and how you will get back to them or how soon you'll get back to them so that they don't abuse your time and they know what to expect. And I think that will help a lot with getting your email under control. So now your inbox is sorted out, but that does not mean you're feeling any more inspired these days, now does it? So how do we address your boredom? How do we address your burnout? Well, burnout can... So now your email inbox is sorted out, but that does not mean you're feeling any more inspired these days, now does it? So how do we address your boredom? How do we address your burnout? Well, burnout can be caused by a number of things. For me, it was always that I was unhappy or uninspired with my work. Here is a fun fact about me. Although I have owned my business for 8 years this month, yay, anniversary, I had never held a traditional job for more than 2 years. Never. I've never worked for a company for more than 2 years. I always got bored, got frustrated, or I was uninspired. Some people are just like that. I know I am. I need to have fluidity in what I do. I need to love what I do for the most part. As an entrepreneur, I am able to control my destiny. If I'm bored, I go and I learn something new, or I try something new, or I create something new. By the way, all of which you could do without being an entrepreneur. But for example, back in 2015, I was getting really bored of just managing social media for my clients. So I set up a plan to teach more. Teaching is something I am passionate about and it brings me a lot of joy. In 2016, as part of this kind of goal to move into doing more teaching, I launched a signature e-course about Facebook Live. I taught weekly webinars and I did a live broadcast several times per week. This really stretched me and put me in a new element. It was a lot of fun, it was a lot of work, but it also helped me be a better social media manager for my clients. I changed it up every year or every month if I need to. If I'm unhappy with what I'm doing today, I will set a plan to change my course tomorrow. So there's a lot of things you can do. You can take an e-course and learn something new. You can watch a short YouTube video. You can listen to a podcast to get inspired, or you could just take a week off and get a damn vacation. But you probably need to change it up regardless. Now, I realize that some of you, including my friend who asked the original question, are not entrepreneurs. Many of you may work for someone that can give less flexibility. You need to decide, how burnt out are you? Are you just burnt out enough that some organizing, rearranging, and perhaps a new project or a week-long vacation can help? Or are you simply unhappy and you're just afraid to move on? If it's the latter, I can tell you from experience that you do not have to stay where you're at. Too many times I stayed in a company or a situation where I was unhappy and I was just afraid, and that's what was causing me to stay. I used to work for one specific company where I wore many hats. I did so much for them for so little, very little pay, no recognition. And to be honest, there were some serious issues within management and the HR department. I was honestly not only burnt out, I was straight up miserable. I stayed a year too long, a year of hating my job. It caused me to be depressed and actually made me sick. I was so sad and I was so unhappy, but I was just afraid to leave. It's hard to know what the future holds, but I can tell you one thing that I've learned over the years. When you take leaps of faith, the worst thing that can happen is you fall down. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because you know what? You can get back up. I have fallen down a lot. I have leaped a lot, but every time I leap higher and I reach farther. I have learned from my falls and my mistakes and my wins, and I get happier and I gain more success each time, and I am now achieving my dreams. But it could never have happened if I stayed in fear. So what's the worst that can happen if you leave that job that you hate so much? Now, ask yourself, what's the best thing that can happen? Chances are you'll be happier, you'll breathe better, you'll sleep better, you'll be more creative, and the burnout will fall off you like ice on a hot day. But if you want to stay in your current position, the next thing you need to consider is what will help you crawl out of the hole. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you not paid enough? You need to assess the situation and then write out what can solve each issue that is causing the burnout. We already addressed the solution for email overwhelm, but what if you have too many tasks and you just don't have enough time in the day? What if you feel like you're running around with your hair on fire all the damn time? Then you probably need some support in the form of an assistant or partner in crime, or from software and tools that can help streamline your work. And you may need to ask for more money for your efforts as well. Because truth be told, nothing will make someone feel burnt out like getting underpaid or not getting recognized for their hard work. Have that talk with your employer and be clear and show proof about your work and why having these assets will help you succeed, and thus helping the company to succeed as well. If the company can't or won't give you what you need, then you either need to cut out projects, aka do less, or you need to start looking for another job. Listen, when I was 27 years old, I was afraid. I was living in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I was working at an incredibly unfulfilling job, being underpaid and overwhelmed, and I was bored out of my mind and depressed. If I knew the path I would be taking in life would lead me to be here, where I am today, I would have never been afraid. I would have made the change earlier, and I would have taken that leap earlier. But isn't that what all of us should do in life? Isn't life just too short to be so unhappy because of your work? There are better ways to live, and there are better ways to make money. Whether you work for a company or for yourself, there is always another chapter in your book yet to write. Don't be afraid to write a happily ever after in there while you're at it. Take the leap, change it up, be happy. Hey, let's make 2018 the year you are going to go forward in spite of fear. Now, I know you want to grab the show notes because I got a lot of links in there for some of the tools I mentioned. Plus, sometimes people just like reading rather than listening. So check out the link at stellar247.media/leap. That's stellar247.media/leap. I, of course, will put the link in the description. Now, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please give me a call with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, tweet to me at Stellar247 over on Twitter. I would also love to have you join me in my Facebook group, where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. You could check that out at stellar247.media/FB group, which will also be linked in the show notes. If you're listening via my podcast, or really if you listen anywhere and you enjoy what you hear, please take a minute and give me that 5-star review over on iTunes. It would help me so much. It is so hard to get those reviews. I know many of you have reached out to me via Anchor on Twitter or Facebook, telling me how much you love this podcast, but nothing is better than having that review. Not only do I love hearing from you, regardless of how you do it, I truly appreciate your kind words, but the review helps me in more ways. So I would just really appreciate it. Big thanks for those who have already given me those 5-star reviews. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.